From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A crowd estimated into the hundreds of thousands is marching on Washington at this hour on President Donald Trump's first day on the job. The Women's March was organized following the election. Filmmaker Michael Moore is among the speakers addressing the crowd.
So I woke up this morning, picked up the Washington Post, and the headline read, "Trump takes power. New president vows to end American carnage." Mr. Trump, we are here to vow to end the Trump carnage.
Women's marches are taking place in several major U.S. cities with the theme of unifying their voice over concerns about comments Mr. Trump made during the campaign and other civil rights issues. People around the world, including in Britain, are showing solidarity with demonstrators here in the U.S.
I think we can have a big impact. I think it's really important that the women in the U.S. know that we're behind them, that not just in the U.K., but there are marches all over the world. And the really important thing is that women's rights and all the freedoms, the LGBT rights and all the freedoms that we've built up over generations have to be not just retained but expanded. And it looks very much as if Trump's administration will not do that.
Allison Smith is an organizer of the Women's March in London. A spokesman for U.S. President Donald Trump says he will spend part of his first full day in office visiting the Central Intelligence Agency, one of the number of agencies he has been at odds with in the past over claims about Russia election hacking. Trump also accused the CIA of leaking documents containing unsubstantiated compromising information about him, allegedly collected by Russia. This is VOA News. Newly elected Gambian President Adama Barrow posted on Twitter Saturday that he will return to his homeland and assume power now that defeated leader Yahya Jammeh has agreed to step down and leave the country. Jammeh, who is expected to leave for Guinea within hours, agreed Friday to peacefully hand over power to Barrow, who is waiting in neighboring Senegal for safety reasons. Jammeh's departure ends a political standoff that came to the brink of a military intervention by Western African forces. The United Nations is appealing for $550 million in humanitarian assistance this year to meet the needs of Afghans affected by conflict with natural disaster and for those returning home from neighboring countries. The UN humanitarian coordinator Mark Bowden launched the appeal in Kabul Saturday.
With the exception of Syria, there have been no other movements of this scale, and that is why I want to reemphasize that Afghanistan faces exceptional needs that require an exceptional international response.
Bowden said an estimated 1 million Afghans have returned home from neighboring Pakistan and Iran in the last year, while more than 600,000 people fled their homes internally due to the conflict. The UN Children's Fund warns freezing temperatures across Europe are putting thousands of young refugee and migrant children at risk of illness and death. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund estimates 23,700 refugee and migrant children, including infants and newborns, are stranded in Greece and the Balkans. It says many of the children, who mainly come from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, are living in unheated shelters that cannot protect them from the winter cold. UNICEF spokeswoman Sarah Crowe tells VOA that people on land face other life-threatening illnesses,
like pneumonia, acute respiratory infections that are exacerbated in overcrowded conditions.
UNICEF is calling on Greek authorities to move refugees and migrants currently living in overcrowded and underserviced camps on the islands to more appropriate accommodations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A bomb ripped through a market area in northwest Pakistan today, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 40 others. A spokesman for the anti-state Pakistan Taliban has claimed responsibility for what he said was a suicide attack to avenge killings of its jailed members and allegedly fake police encounters. The Turkish parliament has approved a constitutional reform package that would strengthen the powers of the presidency, could keep President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in office until 2029. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.